Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, To Sell as Human: The Surprising Truth About Moving Others by Daniel H. Pink is a nonfiction business and psychology book that redefines selling as a basic human activity rather than a narrow profession, published in 2012. It argues that most people spend a significant part of their workday persuading, influencing, and convincing others, whether they are in formal sales roles or not. Pink draws on social science, workplace examples, and practical observation to show how the nature of selling has changed in a digital, information-rich economy. Instead of presenting sales as manipulation, he frames it as a form of moving others ethically and effectively. The book is especially concerned with how people communicate, build trust, discover needs, and guide action in modern professional life. Its purpose is both analytical and practical, to replace outdated sales stereotypes with a clearer understanding of how persuasion works today and how it can be practiced more responsibly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, selling is no longer confined to sales departments. Pink's first major argument is that selling now reaches far beyond the traditional image of a salesperson. In his view, teachers, doctors, managers, entrepreneurs, customer service staff, and even parents regularly engage in non-sales selling when they try to move others toward a decision. This matters because it changes the meaning of the job itself. The book uses this broad definition to show that persuasion is not a specialized side task, but a common feature of modern work. Once information became widely available online, the old model in which sellers controlled knowledge weakened. Buyers and audiences can research independently, so the ability to pressure people matters less than the ability to help them understand, compare, and decide. Pink's framing is important because it lowers the wall between selling and other forms of labor. He turns selling into a general human capacity connected to communication, cooperation, and influence. That shift is central to the book's argument and explains why its lessons apply across many professions, not only in commercial sales. Secondly, the new ABCs replace old-fashioned closing tactics. One of the book's best-known contributions is its replacement of always be closing with the new ABCs attunement, buoyancy, and clarity. Attunement means understanding another person's perspective and adjusting your language, timing, and approach accordingly. Pink treats this as the foundation of effective influence because people respond better when they feel understood rather than targeted. Buoyancy refers to staying resilient in the face of rejection, which is essential because persuasion often involves repeated setbacks. Rather than treating refusal as failure, the book encourages a disciplined emotional response that preserves effort and confidence. Clarity is the ability to make sense of messy situations by identifying the real problem before offering a solution. This matters because many people rush into pitching before they have understood what actually needs to be solved. Together, these three skills replace a push-driven model with a more adaptive and intelligent one. The chapter structure suggests that modern persuasion depends less on pressure and more on perception, emotional endurance, and problem definition. Thirdly, questions and problem-finding are more persuasive than pitching alone. Pink places strong emphasis on asking questions, uncovering needs, and clarifying problems before presenting an answer. This is one of the book's most practical ideas because it reverses the assumption that influence comes mainly from talking well. In many situations, people are already overloaded with information, so a polished pitch does not automatically create movement. What often matters more is helping someone see what they have not yet fully recognized. Pink calls this problem finding, and he treats it as a precursor to problem solving. Good sellers, in his view, do not simply describe a product or idea. They help others identify why the issue matters and why action is worth taking. The book also discusses the importance of giving an off-ramp, meaning a clear next step that tells the other person exactly what to do if they are interested. This avoids vague enthusiasm that never turns into action. Taken together, these ideas show that persuasion is not only about presentation. It is also about diagnosis, framing, and making the path forward concrete and manageable. Fourthly, digital transparency has changed how trust and influence work. Another important theme is that the internet has reduced information asymmetry, which once gave sellers a major advantage. In earlier sales environments, buyers often depended on sellers for basic product knowledge, comparison data, and pricing context. That imbalance made sales feel more adversarial because the seller could control what the buyer knew. Pink argues that this world has largely disappeared. Today, buyers can research products, reviews, and alternatives before they speak to anyone. As a result, dishonesty and overclaiming are easier to detect and harder to excuse. The book, therefore, makes a strong case for honesty, usefulness, and transparency as central sales values. This does not mean persuasion is weaker in the digital age. It means that influence must be more credible and service-oriented. Pink also suggests that modern selling works better when it helps people sort information than when it tries to dominate them with it. That shift makes the book relevant not only to sales professionals, but also to anyone trying to communicate in a setting where audiences are informed, skeptical, and able to compare options quickly. Lastly, selling should be personal and purposeful, not merely transactional. Pink closes the book with a moral dimension that distinguishes it from many business books. He argues that effective selling should be personal, meaning it should keep the real human being in view rather than treating the interaction as an abstract transaction. It should also be purposeful, meaning the seller should ask whether the exchange improves the other person's life and whether the world is better after the interaction. This idea of servant selling gives the book an ethical framework that goes beyond technique. Instead of treating persuasion as a way to extract commitment, Pink presents it as a way to create value and help people make better decisions. That matters because it separates his approach from cynical manipulation and from simplistic positivity. The book suggests that the best persuaders are not the most aggressive, but the most thoughtful, attentive, and constructive. This final section gives the whole work its distinctive tone, practical without being mechanical, and commercially relevant without losing sight of human dignity. It is one reason the book remains influential across fields that depend on trust and collaboration. In conclusion, To Sell as Human is best suited for readers who want to understand persuasion as a normal part of modern work rather than as a narrow sales skill. Sales professionals will find a useful update to older closing-based methods, but the book is equally valuable for managers, teachers, entrepreneurs, healthcare workers, consultants, and anyone who regularly needs to persuade, explain, or coordinate with others. Its practical benefit lies in its concrete framework attunement. Helps readers read situations more accurately. Buoyancy helps them cope with rejection. And clarity helps them diagnose problems before offering solutions. Its intellectual value is that it reframes selling through psychology and social change instead of stereotype. Compared with many books on sales, it is less focused on scripts, tricks, or aggressive tactics, and more focused on judgment, communication, and ethics. That makes it stand out in the genre. Pink does not simply tell readers how to close more deals. He explains why moving others has become a basic human activity and how to do it in a way that is both effective and responsible. For readers seeking a modern, research-informed view of influence, this book offers a clear and durable lens. If you would like to support Daniel H. Pink, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.